don't inform that now, we would like to get the full information of what is happening and request that information from provinces also, because we want this to be escalated down. We want the provincial offices or departments also to play the same, I mean, to be in the same path with you as the national department. And I would also like to say, during the strategic planning presentations, we raised questions. And if you can follow up, if maybe we can go to the questions that was raised during the strategic planning session and compare to the questions that are being raised today, there is no difference. So when we do strategic planning, when we come to the annual report, we want to find out whether what you had planned, have you achieved? That's what, and maybe to also say we are taking the parliament to the people next week to the Free State to put that chart. The information that we are requesting is needed as urgent as yesterday, so that when we are there, when we go to these areas, because as the committee, definitely we're going to visit the projects that you are saying you've got them in provinces. We're going to go to Putaricha. We want that information as soon as possible so that we can be assisted when we visit those projects. Thank you, Chairperson.
Chairperson, concerning the gender sensitivity, I should think we must say they are almost there, because on my right side I can see six of them and it's 3:3, meaning it's 50-50. At least they are doing something. But then what I wanted to say is that when the president of this country pronounced that this is an activist parliament, he was also including the departments, that they should be active in implementing programs so that service delivery is visible. And he was then placing a very big balloon over South Africa, a rainbow balloon with written service delivery together we can do more. And that big balloon, we are, according to my perception and what I'm seeing, with departments as we see, there are some officials who are unable to push through a wall to make a breakthrough concerning delivery, meaning that day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year, they go to that big balloon hanging over South Africa, pricking it to deflate, because we are failing to implement programs that will cover service delivery and satisfy communities of South Africa. So what I'm trying to say is that as a political component and an administrative component, we must work together seriously so that that balloon do not deflate. And deflating of that, it means now we have gone against the pronouncement of the president. And that is a serious offense in South Africa. So that, with those few words, I'm just encouraging that even though it's difficult to deal with some of the issues, like my colleague has been indicating concerning the housing, concerning corruption. But we have trust in you that you are going to make a breakthrough and together we can assist one another to make it happen. So never again say, it is difficult. Nothing is difficult before God, unless if you don't believe in strength, Madame Vim, then you have a failure automatically.
Honorable Jacob.
Yeah, Chair, I think just three quick issues. There are two issues that the department that did not respond to. The first one was raised by Honorable Mlenzane on the issue of consultants. I would like to also to get an understanding. What is the percentage? What is your percentage of consultants in your department? How many consultants are you using in there? Because to me, if you use a consultant, it means you don't have a capacity. That's why you use consultants. So it means if you are using many consultants, it means that department does not have a capacity. The second one is the issue of the lease of headquarters that I raised of Pretoria as well as Durban, that also has not been responded to. The third one, I did not hear any commitment from the department on the issue of when are we going to get the list of asset register for different provinces. Thanks.
Thank you. I'll give it to the department before I make my own closing remark.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I take note of the request around the gender analysis in terms of head office as well as our regional offices to give a comprehensive analysis for the National Department of Public Works. I also take note, Honorable Member, of the issues relating to issues raised in the strategic planning session, and we will do the reconciliation between some of the issues being raised today and those issues so that we could give members a comprehensive feedback. With regard to the visit to Port Aditya next week, one of the issues I've asked my colleague, DDG for EPWP, Mr. Henderson, is whether or not there are EPWP projects, the ones that are doing well and the ones that are battling, that perhaps members could visit during their visits, and he's going to look into that. Because I think it's important that we also show members the projects that are not working well so that we sensitize the members to some of the challenges relating to those. Then the other issues that are raised is the issue around the percentage of consultants being used in the department. Whilst my colleagues are looking into that, I would like to give a context, Honorable Chair and members, around the use of consultants. The nature of the work of the department is that we're heavily dependent on consultants. If you look at our construction work as well as our major repairs and maintenance work, for us to build those kind of skills within the department would first not be efficient as well as it would be extremely costly. We place a lot of reliance on consultants to assist us or service providers to assist us with a lot of minor and major repairs and maintenance work to assist some of the workshops. And in other areas, we don't even have workshops, so we're dependent. But also place a lot of assistance on consultants, given the difficulty in attracting and remunerating some of the professions within our environment. As I've indicated, if you look into some of the rural provinces where we've got offices, it becomes very difficult to attract architects and quantity surveyors to stay in those regions, and therefore it becomes important that we rely on consultants in those regions to do the work. The second issue, Honourable Members, relating to the leases of the South African Police Services. Members would recall that it was announced that there was an investigation by the Special Investigating Unit, and the Office of the Public Protector also indicated that they would start their own investigation into the matter. those investigations are currently in progress. In fact, as of today, we know for a fact that a number of people are being interviewed by the public protector. And the department has launched its own investigation. And the Minister of Public Works indicated that in terms of that investigation, there was advice that the lease must be suspended, and the leases were suspended. So the public protector and the SIU investigation are still ongoing and are soon to be completed, which also links, Chair, to the other issue that was raised about the SIU investigation having come since April. One of the issues that is critical around the SIU investigation is the mining of data to allow to give the SIU indicators in terms of where to place efforts. And given the fact that we now have got a new minister, we have requested the SIU to provide the new minister with an update on their progress. And the last issue on the matter, Honourable Chair, is that in terms of the proclamation, the SIU reports to the President on these matters, because that's the President who appoints the SIU. Thank you.
Honourable members and the department, I think we are about to come to a conclusion of our briefing, but I wanted to hint with some of the things in terms of the summary, of which we are going to use it as the yardstick when you come back here, and any time we might call you to come and account in that regard. I won't go to details, but I'll make some subheadings about maybe 9 or 10 points. Number one, our concern, which was raised also by the Auditor General, was about immovable assets. Number two, irregular expenditure. Number three, fruitless and wasteful. Number four, lack of effective and transparent system and internal control regarding performance management across the board. And then also, inadequate content of strategic plan. And then also another point is reasons for the major variances between planned and actual targets not explained. It must be explained. And then another point is that planned and reported performance targets not specific and measurable and time-bound. They were not clear, but it's supposed to be corrected, as Mama was saying. Thank you, Mama, for your summary. It's related to this. And then also about planned and reported indicators not well-defined. It must be corrected as well. And non-adherence to requirements. Remember, my input has spoke about compliance. Most of your thinking, which is attacking you, is compliance. And then also Public Service Regulation 2001. You know the story about it, that the department did not have an approved human resource plan in place for 2009 and 2010. And then the other one, which is sensitive, is the leadership. This one, we hinted. DG, I think you must weep, as my weep already wanted to weep me. You must weep. Why we raise that thing? That is that the accounting office did not exercise the oversight. That's the thing. You did not exercise the oversight responsibility to offer the reporting of and compliance with the laws and regulations. Those are some of the things. I can go further and further and further about it. You're supposed to weep. Then also, which is the key point, is that the Auditors General noted that in terms of the performance management and reporting, with the things which we have raised, that the department did not have any document and approved internal policies and procedures to address planning, implementing and monitoring and reporting processes. And then I think that will be the last one. I'll jump the other one, which I feel that we must touch. I wanted to make them 10. It's non-adherence and requirements. I've got a lot under it. If you can maybe use that as your measuring rod to stick, it can maybe assess, make you, I mean, to have a proper analysis when we request you to come back in terms of whatever what you brief us today. Because I'll put a practical example. Some of the members, even most of the members, they indicated to you, last time when we met, you said 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, it's how we measure you. Last time when you met, you indicated this and this and this. We don't take this thing from the sky, whatever. And luckily, good enough, most of the members, they belong to constituencies. Besides being a member of the certain province, they do have constituencies where they belong, where we find some of these matters. And with those points, I'll request you, I request maybe us maybe to that for a day. We attend the meeting officially and request the members to remain, the members and staff to remain behind. All members to remain staff. It's the meeting is adjourned. Thank you.